every week, we do our Ask the AD segment. And today, we are going to bring in Lorain High School Athletic Director Brian Corey to talk about some Titan athletics. Brian, how are you?
Good. How are you?
So far, so good. And I know this is a really busy time of the year for you. You just never know what Mother Nature is going to give you. And a lot of times that can move and shake some things around in the schedule. We're actually looking forward to your baseball game against Elyria coming up this Saturday. Of course, we'll have that game for you here on AM 930 WEOL. Been a successful academic year so far for the Titans. When we take a look back at all that went down for you guys in the wintertime, we'll begin with basketball. What a successful season for you guys, and what an unbelievable year for Naz Bohanan. Boy, an incredible season for him. Lots and lots of accolades. And we actually just read he was in the Ohio-Kentucky All-Star game, wasn't he?
Yeah, you know, Naz, along with the rest of the boys on the boys basketball team, had a very successful season. I look back and I look at the schedule, and I honestly can't remember the last time that a boys basketball team in Lorain played a schedule that difficult. And obviously they had a lot of success. They didn't quite get to where they wanted to go, but sometimes that's how it works, and years down the road, when they reflect back, they're gonna think of all the positive things that they accomplished over the course of that 4 months.
Brian, Naz Bohanan is one of those fascinating stories. I think people around here following, especially on some of the schools that have been recruiting him. Not only is he a tremendous athlete, he's fantastic in the classroom, and some Ivy League schools looking at him. I think Air Force Academy was brought into the conversation. So one of those guys who leads the way in a number of ways.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. He still hasn't made a decision yet. He's got a lot of interest from a number of different schools. He definitely 100% is going to play basketball in college. I think part of the reason why the process has unfolded the way that it has is he was having a difficult time making a decision between football and basketball. Sure. And it's tough for kids when you play multiple sports and you've had as much success as he's had playing multiple sports. Sometimes it's tough to decide what you want to do for the next 4 years, because it's not so much the sport that you're going to play. It's going to be the sport that you're dropping. It's been a part of your life for the past 6 years, and it's so important to you. Luckily for him, he's such a great student athlete that if he wanted to, he could just go to college and just go as a student and go for free to a number of different schools throughout the country. So he doesn't have to take that athletic scholarship, because he could always take an academic scholarship, but he definitely does want to play basketball. He definitely will play basketball. I know that he just recently has received a lot of interest from St. Bonaventure, along with a handful of other schools, including Drexel and West Virginia, has been following him and been in contact with him. So exactly what he decides, I have a strong inclination that the decision will be made within the next few weeks. So we'll see. But whatever he decides to do, he'll definitely be successful both athletically and academically.
Well, it'll be a lot of fun for us to follow that for sure as he makes his decision. We're talking with Lorain High School Athletic Director Brian Corey here on our weekly Ask the AD segment. We understand congratulations are also in order for varsity bowler Gianna Velez. Boy, it sounds like she bowled extraordinarily well, finishing in first place and also earned a scholarship as well.
Yeah, she had a great season. Obviously, to be able to have a game like that when there's an opportunity at a scholarship is pretty exciting for her to receive that scholarship money. Great kid, great student. I know that money will be well spent when she goes on to college. But, the bowling team had a nice year this year, and she was an important part of that.
Well, springtime is always a very exciting time, and boy, and right now with the Titans, especially in track and field, I think there's certainly a ton of excitement surrounding Zion Cross. He's expected to have another monster season. Of course, he is the defending Division I state champ in the 100-meter, and he's, of course, the Lorain County record holder in that as well. And it sounds like, you know, things are out to a nice start for him again this year. It wasn't just that he dominated in the 100-meter. He also, correct me if I'm wrong, he finished second in the 200 at states last year too, correct?
Yes. Obviously he had very, very special season last year. Unfortunately, you know, he's had some hamstring issues early in the season this year. I don't think that it's anything major. The tightness has been such, though, to where they have held him out a little bit. I don't see him competing today. They were going to make a decision sometime today, but the odds were that he wasn't going to compete today at the LCAAA Invitational being held at Amherst. But at the same time, when it comes to the sport of track, the goal is to peak at the right time. And the coaches are going to do what needs to be done to ensure that he's ready to go come tournament time. So we'll see what happens. But obviously he's a special athlete and an even better kid. Great, great kid. He had a really good football season this past year, and he's even getting a lot of interest with football now. Obviously that speed and what he's accomplished in track definitely helps. But, yeah, he's looking forward to this year's track season and obviously football season next year.
We've talked a lot about what went on with the basketball team this year, talking about the spring sports too, but Coach McFarland's done a tremendous job over there with the football program. You guys had one heck of a season this year, Coach. I mean, that's got to help bring a little excitement to everyone there in Lorain for football season when it does come back around here in the near future.
Yeah, you know, Coach McFarland's a very, very special human being, not only as a coach, but just as a person in general. Does an unbelievable job with the athletes, not only on the field but off the field. He has accomplished a lot in a very short period of time. We're very lucky, very fortunate to have him. This off season with football has been extraordinary. The number of kids that we've had in the weight room, the number of kids that are already really excited for next season, it's something that we haven't seen here since I can remember. So obviously, we're looking forward to football season. Coach McFarland does a tremendous job of working with all of the other coaches to ensure that our kids are doing as many different things as possible, whether it be participating with clubs, whether it be playing other sports. So we're seeing a lot of these football players that are part of the track team, that are part of the baseball team. They're doing all these other things right now. So there's a little bit lower numbers right now in the weight room because of those kids participating in those other sports, but that's what we like to see. We want kids to experience as many different things as possible during their high school careers.
Lorain High Athletic Director Brian Corey is our guest here on our weekly Ask the AD segment here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. I understand coming up this Saturday, you have a Junior Titans Night at the Races. What can you tell us about that event?
That is actually that is a local organization. They do youth football in the city of Lorain. Technically, it's not directly affiliated with Lorain City Schools. But, you know, obviously it is a group that we support as we do all of the youth football and youth basketball and other youth organizations here in Lorain City Schools. They do have a night at the races. It is this weekend. You know, hopefully they can raise a lot of money. They do a great job for our kids, preparing them for football when they get to junior high. So hopefully they can raise a lot of money and get a lot of equipment and do a lot of special things for those kids.
Absolutely. No, those are always fun events to go to because you get a really good feel for, you know, what you're buying into there. You go to a night at the races, you have a great time, and, of course, it supports a sensational cause as well. Well, and to get back to the winter here for just a second before we cut you loose, I know it was a very exciting year in a number of different sports. You guys came away with a ton of Lake Erie League honors. And, boy, I mean, for those who maybe – aren't up to speed on how many honors you guys came away with. It seemed like in every sport you guys had at least a handful.
Well, you know, the funny thing is I have a running spreadsheet in my office. Well, I'm not in my office at the moment, where throughout the course of the season, all of the individual athletes' accolades I log onto that spreadsheet. And you are correct. You know, you were talking to Oswald Hannon earlier. I could probably sit here and rattle off, if I was reading that spreadsheet, about 10 minutes worth of accolades that, he has received himself throughout the course of this past season. But we were a senior laden team this past year. We had a lot of seniors, and obviously when you have a lot of seniors and you have the type of season that we had this past year, A lot of individual accolades come with winning. You know, we tell our kids all the time, you know, we've had players that have averaged 20-plus points a game on average teams, and you don't get the accolades if you don't buy into the team concept. And our kids totally buy into the team concept, and as a result, we have kids that if you look at them on paper statistically, you say, wow, that's an average player, but at the same time, they sacrifice so much for the good of the team that other local sports writers and coaches, the individuals that are voting on these awards, they recognize that. And our kids have learned that over the course of the last 3 years, so they're that much more willing to sacrifice, knowing that their accomplishments are being recognized in other ways because of the team winning and having success. So, yeah, there was a ton of accolades between our senior class this past year, and I was extremely proud of not only what they accomplished individually, but what they accomplished as a team.
Well, Brian, we appreciate the time as always. We thank you for coming on. We know this time is a kind of a crazy time of the year for you because Mother Nature, sometimes she has a tendency to wreak havoc, and then there are times where she gives us beautiful days like she did yesterday. So we appreciate you giving us some of your time.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, and I'm hoping that what we've experienced weather-wise over the last couple of weeks, we're done with that, and we can get a couple of weeks of stable weather to get these games in. Otherwise, I'm going to continue to get phone calls from a lot of angry people. So hopefully these games get played.
Yeah, no, we wholeheartedly agree, especially on Saturday for that baseball game. And, again, we'll be there. We'll have it for you here on AM 930 WEOL. Brian, thank you again.
Appreciate the time. Thank you.
All righty, that's Brian Corey. He's the athletic director at Lorain High on our weekly Ask the AD segment here on AM 930 WEOL. We need to take a break, but Matt and I are coming right back after this on Bullseye on the Afternoon.